Warning, the following podcast features stunts performed by professionals. Accordingly, us, the producers, must insist that no one attempts or recreates or reenacts any stunts or activities performed by these professionals talked about on this podcast. Hi, I'm Dante Vanni.
And I'm Nate. I'm the co-host here too.
And this is the Wool Earth Podcast.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
So today we're starting with Jackass 4.5.
Yeah, we'll start off with 4.5. Should we start now, or should I introduce it? Do you want to introduce it?
You should introduce it, because I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
All right. I always like when you do the intro. You want to just say, like, who we are?
Yeah, we're Wool Earth, and we're going to be talking about Jackass 4.5, I think.
Yeah, so we're talking about 4.5. We finished doing the Jackass 4 review, podcast, drunk review, whatever you call it.
A bit ago.
I don't know when people are going to be listening to this, but we finished that, and there was things I wanted to bring up that we didn't fit in that, and I think it actually feels more fitting that we put it into 4.5. Okay. And it's talking about some theories of what 4.5 might include, considering we haven't seen it yet, and after we finish this podcast, we will watch it.
Yeah.
And then we'll do our review on that, and they'll hear those both. So the things I wanted to say is that Bam Margera is not included in Jackass 4, except for in one scene. And during the production of that movie, he was fired.
Yeah.
And all that happened. But the thing is, there's other scenes that they filmed with him that I assume they have. That's either in a vault or won't be released because he took them to court.
Do you think they'll put it in 4.5?
That's the theories I wanted to ask you about. Do you think it is? The reason I question that is, okay, so they started filming Jackass 4 in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, he was fired. And in 2021, he sued them and went to court.
Did he win?
The 2022, a few weeks ago, the court case ended.
Okay.
And he won, and the lawsuit has been dropped. So now I feel like they're either going to include him in the movie or pay for him for scenes that, because he was suing them saying that he was being excluded from a movie that he was a part of the production and part of the writer, and he came up with skits or pranks or whatever. Maybe they cut those out because they didn't want to pay him, but apparently he's saying that they used stuff. So what was it? Or where's the stuff he did?
Maybe it's that one where he is actually in it for half a second, you know?
You think that was the only thing?
Well, it could have been other, like, stunts or skits that felt short. Like,
yeah.
You know how we talked about how some of them felt short?
Yeah, there were some scenes where I was like, that seemed like they cut off something or...
So maybe he sued them for those scenes, and because even though he wasn't in it, he was a part of the writing process and the planning process.
Yeah.
Maybe those scenes were the ones that he was able to actually get court ground on. I don't know.
I feel like this whole movie situation, like, there's a lot of things they're not allowed to speak about because of the court case. And the movie came out while the courts thing was still happening. It's complicated because they didn't know what they were allowed to say versus what, you know, ends up being allowed in the end. And so I think that there's a version of that movie that has him or other things that aren't included. And just speaking of 4.5 in general.
Yeah, and just like Jackass, we talked for 3 hours about this.
Yeah, we're not going to talk as long as that.
And we released a podcast that's only 1 hour long.
Yeah. I just trimmed out a bunch.
So there's a bunch of edits in that one because it was so long, just like Jackass 4, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know what they could have, like, kept or wanted to keep in 4.5. That is worth watching, because obviously it's not out yet.
Yeah, and
it will be soon. But
it's which leads into my next thing that I'm gonna bring out of this bag that I haven't shown you yet. So I've actually brought the movie here. I just got it.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I bought the movie.
Holy shit, I wouldn't have bought that.
And it includes 45 minutes of deleted scenes.
Oh, do some of them have BAM in it? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't watched this yet, but we're going to watch this together. But the thing is, this is all deleted scenes they're putting out on Jackass Forever, DVD, Blu-ray, and none of that stuff is in 4.5. So there's even more stuff that they have that they're saving up for 4.5. Why are these stunts or skits or pranks included in the Jackass Forever deleted scenes?
Okay, so I'm just going to read off the list of never-before-seen stunts. Tarantula bite, face your rear, dark shark, and the bear.
Ooh, oh, that's probably like what Aaron did.
Oh shit, they probably
like the lie detector.
They probably locked him in it.
Now I'm really excited to watch this. Okay. All
right, fire in the hole, Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
Virtual reality.
I mentioned that. Wait. Oh my god, that okay. That's funny because we already have proof of you bringing that up in the past
podcast. It might be something completely different. But
that's hilarious.
Plug an arrow. That sounds like it has something to do with plugging someone's ass and then firing an arrow into it to unblock it. I don't know.
Along those lines.
The breakaway. Don't know what that would be. Soccer ball surprise. Poopies only wipes twice.
It just makes me think of toilets, but I don't really understand
why. It's probably just Poopies the jackass guy like wiping out twice or something.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
Fire extinguisher. Wee Man throws Zach under the bus. That sounds dangerous as fuck. And then toilet geyser. I feel like we saw that in the movie, though.
Yeah, wasn't that... Okay.
And then telephone pole... Oh, you know what? Telephone pole might be the same thing that Johnny Knoxville did.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he was hanging upside down, but with just different people.
So those are probably more of the public pranks or whatever.
Yeah, and then there's a... I'm looking at this, the box cover, and there's a picture of Preston covered in green paint and kind of looks like a dinosaur. Holding a birthday cake and a green balloon. I have no idea what this is.
I don't remember anything from the movie with that.
There was nothing like that in the movie.
I don't know. Unless so that might was in be the dinosaur, fun. Or not dinosaur, the maybe in the opening to Godzilla? No?
It might have been. I don't think it was, though.
Okay, that's the only thing I can think of.
But honestly, I have no idea what they could put in 4.5 unless like it has a lot to do with Bam Margera.
Maybe that's... That's like, and it's recently been in the media, on the news, being talked about that this is being out, and that's what I'm wondering, why this is the limited, like, parts that are included in deleted scenes, and why...
They're still putting out a 4.5.
And yet there's a 4.5 that's even footage that we didn't get to see in this deleted, you know, scene DVD.
Right. And is it going to probably be like another hour and a half long or like an hour long?
It's gonna,
like
they said it's going to be an hour and a half long with even more special features of deleted scenes in that one too.
Huh.
So I think they just like...
I'm so confused. Like what would they put in it? Like
that's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted to like ask you about. Because obviously it's endless. This is a theories episode where we talked about one of the theories. Yeah. And I want to do maybe a Jackass theories just because... It's coming out soon, and we're going to watch these deleted scenes, and then we can talk about those and talk about the movie when that comes out, and then see where we were right with our theories or where we were wrong.
So I have no... I don't know, man. Like, it just didn't feel like there was enough content in the movie to begin with, like, that was good. That was good content. Like, we went over the list, and I think that we picked out 8 or, like, 5.
I think I had maybe 5 or 4.
That were good.
I do think, though, that like when I listen to our podcast, because I'm a fan of listening to our own podcast, too. And when I listen to our podcast, I was entertained with remembering those parts of the movie that I loved the first time. Yeah. And I still think there is gold in there. There's some really great moments, like the, I think my favorite skit overall, again, going back to that one, that was the Silence of the Lamb. That one was so funny.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah.
And then the bear one.
Just to remind people what that is, they locked a bunch of the cast in a room and then started just harassing them with, there was supposed to be a snake in a box or a barrel.
Yeah.
Right? And they put a bunch of cast in the room, thinking that there was a snake in the barrel, they obviously switched it, and then they started, they flipped off all the lights and started harassing them with tasers, and it was basically psychological torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, and the reason I bring up that is because that was such a gold moment. It was just so awesome. I was so entertained by that. I was like, yeah, I bought the movie because of those moments. Otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to, you know, see it again. But I'm wondering if there's more of that stuff that got kept on the cutting room floor because it wasn't as funny, or if they just were... Because the reason I say that is because I read an interview with the director. Yeah, Jeff Tremaine and Johnny Knoxville. And they said that things got cut out of this movie because it was too similar. And they said that there was skits that they cut out because it was like, oh, well, we already had a skit with, like, someone's dick. And we already did a skit of someone in the dark. And we already did that. So there was, like, things that were similar that they cut out because it was too similar to something they already had done.
So maybe none of the hour and a half that is to come in 4.5 has Bam.
Maybe, yeah, that's a possibility. I kind of think that there's probably one other take, or one other person probably got on that treadmill, elliptical, where they, and then they get the smacked in the face with the...
Oh, the one they did with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, don't you think
probably someone else... Where Steve-O and him raced?
Yeah, and they got knocked into the pool.
Yeah.
I'm sure one other person probably got on that.
Why would they... Okay, so, like, if they're going to put out a 4.5, they just had this trial with Bam, and everything's settled.
Yeah, it's all been settled now.
What if some of the stuff that they kept for 4.5 has Bam in it, but they were waiting until after the trial and maybe a reconciliation with, like, Johnny, Steve-O, and him, or whoever, like, really got into it? I don't know the specifics, but...
I'm just curious of, like, what we will see, what maybe was kept for later, and not necessarily, because, like, I think 4 was not the best movie, and I think 4.5 might have a chance of being better. That's my theory, because it was stuff they couldn't use, not because they didn't like it, but it was like legally they couldn't use it yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
So I might end up liking this movie, like, more.
Okay, what if they do have the Silence of the Lambs again, but Bam's in it? Bam hates snakes.
Oh my god, I didn't think of that. Yeah,
that could be interesting.
That would be crazy.
But I don't know. I don't know what else they could put in. I mean, they do crazy shit.
That's why I'm like, it's kind of endless of options of, like, what could it could be. But also, I guess the big question that started me thinking this is when I looked at what's included on the deleted scenes of this. And I'm like, this is more than half an hour's worth.
So it's like 40 minutes long, right?
It says 45. But whatever. It's enough where I'm like, that could have been included in their movie or whatever they call 0.5. So... Mm. If they're cutting out that and saving that for later, there's obviously stuff they felt like is worthy of using in a movie, I guess.
I mean, I hope that however they settled the court case, that they settled it on good terms and Bam is able to be in the 4.5.
Yeah, I kind of hope so too.
Yeah.
At least I hope everyone's happy, where it's fairly evenly shared, not like one-sided or completely. I don't like hearing drama, and there's a lot of drama with the making of this movie that we didn't even really talk about.
Get to talk about that,
and it was just because there was just so much to talk about that I just kind of was like, I don't know what to say about it, and even now I'm not really sure what to say about it.
I don't know what to say about it either, because I don't know what happened. Do you know what happened between
them? I know what got him fired, I can tell you that.
Okay.
So what happened from what they said, and then Bam told a different story, and then it came out that he had to sign an agreement if he was to join the franchise to do this next movie, that he will not drink, not do drugs or any of that, and be sober, and then of course take COVID tests and all that. And so he had to check in with someone, I don't know if it was like 3 times a week or something during production, and have to get him the test. And at one point, he didn't show up to take the test.
The COVID test?
Like some other drug test. Or like
a sobriety test.
Yeah, sobriety test. Okay. And he didn't even show up. So that already was a red flag. And then when they asked him about it, he said that he overslept or was late and just forgot. And then they made him take the test and he failed. Mm. So they were like, well, we're going to have to let you go. And it was already like an issue they had. But then he said that he was on some medication that his doctor prescribed him for his anxiety or something along the lines of his bipolar and anxiety issues. And so he says that it was only a portion of amount in his system that I guess it was like partially over the limit of what he's supposed to be allowed to have.
And you gotta think Bam is probably still hurt.
Yeah.
Because his best friend, Ryan Dunn, gone. Like, yeah. You gotta think that, like, even if he wants to be sober 24/7, like, there could be a part of him now that, like, needs some sort of something to take an edge off.
Yeah.
Like anxiety pills, depression pills. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know his life, I don't...
A lot of the issues kind of started, obviously, from when Ryan passed away.
Exactly. And
his life changed, you know, dramatically from that. But also, so did his health. And a lot of that was also because he used to be, like, a pro skater, always skateboarding, always, like, big, always, you know, his physique was always, like...
We talked about that in the...
Yeah. And gradually he did less skateboarding, not because he didn't want to, but because when they would film Jackass, when they filmed Viva La Bam or whatever prank show he was on, they would tell him, we don't want to do the skate stuff because it would take too long to land the trick. Right. So after a while he was like, oh, I can't skate now. So then he just didn't do it as often, and then he got out of shape. So then when he wanted to skateboard, he was embarrassed because
he couldn't do it.
Just falling around and nobody wants to see some... celebrity do that.
I mean, I remember when I stopped skating for a year, like, I could barely, like, do an ollie. Like, I used to skateboard all the time. Fun fact. And, like, going to college and everything, I just, it just wasn't a part of the plan to do skateboarding all the time. But I tried to get back into it. I couldn't even... do half the tricks that I used to, and I was like, well, now I don't want to skate because I can't. Like,
yeah, I totally understand.
So it's something you have to do, like, every day.
But it's probably harder when you're a celebrity, you're famous, everyone's going to recognize you, and you're in the public spotlight. So if you go somewhere, everyone's going to be... So how can you do that without being constantly,
I mean, you be Rob Dyrdek and build your own fantasy factory.
Well, he had, like, Bam had his own, like, in Castle Bam.
Everyone
was coming over, so it was just, like, party after party, so it was, like, he couldn't really even get away.
Yeah. But
then he left the country.
Yeah, did he go? I remember him leaving. I just don't remember where he went.
Where was it? I think it was, like, Slovakia or something.
I was
going
to say that, too, but...
And he was there for a year and a half and just completely isolated himself, like, getting away from the public spotlight and just able to fit it.
That sounds so nice.
went through rehab. Yeah. And now he's in a fitness program in a rehab center with Novak, which is a friend of his that
he used to be in the show.
Yeah. And he was, like, a big
drug addict. Wasn't he also in Wild Boys at one point?
Yeah. Oh, no, not Wild Boys.
Or just Jackass.
Yeah, okay. I think it was just Jackass. But yeah, Novak was, like, a big heroin addict and, like, was always known as this druggy, like, worse than Bam.
Yeah.
But now his life is, like, put together and he's got a rehab center, and now Bam is following him and trying to deal with his recovery. So that's where they are now. And so hopefully we'll see a future version of Bam, maybe in this... And Knoxville even said... Bam's not in much of this movie, but who's to say he won't be in the future? So
yeah,
who knows where the future holds.
Did he say that last part, or did you add that last part?
No, he said that.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah, he said that in an interview, speaking about the Jackass 4 movie and 4.5's future release, and he didn't confirm nor deny if he's in it. He just said that Bam's not in this
movie. I would like to see him in 4.5.
Yeah,
I would like to see a... I would like to see what he brought to the table in that movie, or would have brought to the table.
I think he's just in a slump right now, and I think there's always the story everyone loves to hear about someone that has struggles and then come out of that and have success, and that's always the motivational thing. So we're all, like, rooting for that to come, but we don't know when that day will be. No. Doesn't seem like it's there yet, but...
We'll find out soon enough when we watch the movie.
Yeah, so I think, unless there's more you think we should say or talk about...
Not until we watch the movie, no.
I think what we'll do is we'll watch the Jackass Forever deleted scenes, the 45 minutes, and then when 4.5 comes out, we'll watch that.
Yeah.
And then we'll do this again, and you guys will hear from us when that's out.
All right, I'm not even going to sign us off because we're just going to,
cut it here anyways.
Yeah.
All right, see you in a few minutes.
See you in a few minutes.
A few seconds.
Well, we're going to talk about something today. Did you come over for some reason?
I thought we were going to do a podcast, maybe.
Oh, right. Right. That's how we know each other.
All
right.
So we just finished watching the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
You did.
Recently.
I saw it like a week ago.
I think I remember predicting that Bam would be in this. Yeah, he's not in it.
Nope.
Sadly.
Very sad about that fact.
I wouldn't say I was like having high expectations for this movie, but I was hoping for something different than what we got in 4.
And we didn't.
I thought it was different.
Did you?
Yeah.
The only difference I saw was the fact that it is more of a documentary style movie.
Okay.
Because they do more interviews. They like talk about each
Oh, you mean like interview stunt. Style? Because it was already a documentary yeah. style.
But like it's more doc style than just
well, that's how 4.
Random skips.
That's how are. Every 0.5 was, I thought.
Are they?
I think so.
Mm.
But yeah. No, I thought it was better than 4. And I liked it a lot more. Like a lot more. And I think it was mostly because there was what I perceived more differently in this one than 4 was there was much more camaraderie, like more like them kind of bantering with each other
yeah.
during segments, where the other one was like cut to scene. Now there's stunts happening. And this one was a little bit more like transitioning better. I even loved the opening credits.
I did too. I thought the opening was much better.
Yeah, the last one I was like, yeah. I just didn't care for the Godzilla opening. It was like, I get it, cinematic, but it didn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
As much as this was like more like seemed more like a Jackass.
I like how they talked about the dinosaur cock opening scene and said it wasn't originally supposed to be an opening scene.
Yeah, it feels like it wasn't evolved. Supposed to. Yeah.
Like, so that makes sense why we were both like it doesn't really feel like an opening scene.
Yeah. It I just
yeah.
I think it worked. This opening was a lot better and it feels to me like this is what I wanted from 4.
Yeah,
and
it a lot felt of it more organic.
Like a lot of the like the new cast didn't really have a lot of they didn't give them a lot to do in 4. They yeah. just like here they are. They were kind of even dropped in. They didn't even really have a good introduction. They just had the opening credits that said their name. And this one felt like we were seeing more what it was like for them to work together.
Or yeah, get to know each other at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even like did little pranks where they were messing with the new crew and yeah. and I love the whole concept that got me thinking about where they started this before COVID and then they shut down production and then they picked back up during COVID and they had to get tested, you know, all the COVID tests in order to be able to kick each other in the nuts.
Yeah.
So they had to pass the test. And to be like, all right, you can't kick him in the nuts unless we test you first. And it was just, it seemed like kind of bogus to be like, oh, I got to pass this test and now I can go get my ass kicked or whatever yeah. it was they're
going
to do.
I was wondering where you were going with that sentence and the fact that was funny.
Yeah. It was just like, what? Like, it when we were watching the documentary, I was like thinking about it. I'm like, this seems so silly for them to have to get a test and then be like, okay, now you can go get injured.
Yeah.
If it was like a normal movie, I can be like, okay, it kind of makes sense. But this was like, they're just getting hurt anyways. Like,
I mean, COVID is a disease where getting hurt is just temporary. Mm-hmm. Like COVID, you could get it and die, where you could get hurt and get severely injured, but not die. Hopefully.
That went dark. I was just referring to
I'm just saying, like, that's why they had to shut down.
No, I know why they shut yeah. down. I just was saying that it just sounds funny that they're taking this test.
Yeah.
And then, like, having to turn around and just get beat up right after that.
Yeah.
And it was just a funny... it just seemed like, mentally, it just seemed odd for them to have to go through to be like, oh, God, we got to make sure we're careful. Be safe to get hurt. Like
yeah.
This is like kind of funny way of going about
I'll
it.
I'll tell you now, I was not entertained.
You didn't like it at all?
The only part I liked was the interviews. Like, it was okay. I thought every part with Dark Shark in it was amazing and hilarious.
Yeah, he was funny.
Other than that, I think I spaced out through half of that movie. Just because it just felt like I was watching it is an extension of 4. Obviously, but it just didn't feel like I was watching anything drastically new. It just felt like I was watching a lot of the same, you know?
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm
it didn't feel the same to me. It felt better.
Well, I'm more meant by, like, you know, by, like, feeling that same feeling in, like, a different movie. Like, if you're watching, like, a different movie, you feel that feeling of, like, it being the same.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's one.
Yeah, okay, so it was more or less just, like, you're just seeing the same movie with just deleted scenes, which is deleted scenes.
And I felt like when I watched the 45 minutes of deleted scenes, I was just like,
Dark Shark and the Bear was hilarious. That's probably my favorite segment on that one.
We got Dark Shark on the set today.
He's finally here.
And then we're obviously going to close the doors and introduce him to our bear.
He told me to come with him. I think we can scare somebody else.
Hey, what the fuck is that, man?
He's trying to hide.
I try to climb that fucking wall, man.
You were doing this.
We Black Lives Matter. You don't throw me there with a bear, bro.
At least the bear was black too.
That one was good. I liked that a lot.
I liked Steve-O jet skiing or whatever it was.
And then fracturing his...
And four? Yeah, and he got his shoulder. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I broke my bone, but it looks like nothing. And it really did look like nothing. And he's got like this x-ray of his collarbone, I think it was. And yeah, it didn't look... But it was some funny parts there. But like, I agree, most of the deleted scenes were really forgettable, including all old man Knoxville with all the different people he got in when he was supposed to be like some sort of repairman or something in a truck. And they're supposed to like push the button to get him out.
Oh yeah, like all it of was those, just
yeah. None of those worked. I don't think.
Yeah,
4.5. I was laughing at the when they had like this lady watch old man Knoxville in a wheelchair, and then he ended up on the roof of a bus stop.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that a lot.
That one cracked me up.
Yeah,
because like I'm like, how did he get there? Like she didn't like seem to question that. Yeah, he's on fire.
Yeah, and then so, Dark Shark also jumping out of a plane. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny, but it was also like kind of heartwarming because they all jumped on him at the end. They were like, "You survived!"
Yeah, like, it was like
that. Was like, oh, okay, that's
and the
cool.
prank on the airplane where they're like, pilot's like, "I'm jumping off." They're all like, "Oh crap, what's going on?"
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
But a lot of it, I just couldn't find myself getting into.
I like the jet ski one where they all had the on the water when they were water skiing,
that was cool.
And they had a rocket on their pack.
Yeah.
Poopy's like launched too early and then it just flopped into the water.
Yeah, he face flopped like two or three times.
Yeah.
And then one, like a professional stuntman, got up and did it the first try.
But he still flipped over somehow or something, but it looked cool.
But he actually got up the ramp.
Yeah, he actually got to the ramp.
That was pretty cool.
That one was really funny. I was really hoping we were going to get some more deleted scenes of Science of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And apparently there is. But they haven't released it, but it's with Steve-O and Bam. So who knows if we'll ever get that.
See, that's what I also wish they included. But, like, I understand why they can't if it was, like, a legal battle. And part of that legal battle was, like, not showing him in any of the movie, period. Like, or 4.5. Like,
yeah.
So, him just being cut out of everything Jackass from now on.
Yeah. It definitely seemed like there's something missing without him being there.
Yeah.
It
just feels weird not seeing a key member of Jackass in Jackass.
Yeah,
even in 4.5. I don't know if I have much else to say about the movie, to be honest.
Sounds like it was not a success for you. I thought it was good. I would rewatch it. I probably won't rewatch 4. Oh, the other thing I thought was funny, again, little skits that I like remember that like cracked me up. Danger Aaron.
My worst injury through filming Jackass 4, my testicles, obviously.
Seeing Danger Aaron's crotch get mutilated while I was on set helped me feel comfortable, because I would just be like, anytime I got hurt, I was like, it's not as bad as getting a pogo stick to your testicles.
It's kind of funny how you destroyed Aaron.
I'm here with professional bowler Missy Parkin, and this is the cup test with a bowling ball.
Oh, the ball breaking one?
Yeah.
Oh, with the bowling ball.
Don't move.
Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God. Don't touch me. She got a strike.
And I like that one a lot more than
the pogo stick. I also really thought there was a tennis player in this one who all of them were dressed in like clown costumes or something, and she was like targeting them, and then like Knoxville would point to like hit that person, not hit this person.
That, I think that was my first day at set, so I was kind of geeking out. I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I'm like putting on my clown outfit, and I'm just like taking in the whole cast and crew and seeing how it's all done. And then I was like, oh no, this like sucks. Like, I'm gonna get a tennis ball to the fucking neck and the balls.
This is our tennis star, Shannon, and it's time to play Down the Clown.
So how fast do you serve, Shannon?
Up to 100 miles per hour.
I was sitting there and I heard Knoxville go up to that tennis professional and he goes, you see that big fat guy over there? I want you to hit him right here. And I thought that it would be pretty hard for that tennis lady to do that, but nope, she could curve it right in there.
Oh my God, she hit that?
The center part is new.
Literally a bullseye.
This is new right here.
It's like tie-dye.
That one was really funny to me also.
I thought that was pretty funny.
They were all cracking up. And then there was one where they had... Okay, before I say this next skit... There's a lot of dick in Jackass 4, and Jackass 4.5 has even more dick.
Oh, with old man Knoxville?
No, just dick in general. Just a lot of penises everywhere.
Right, but like when he goes to that old folks home and they all come out dancing.
That part didn't make me laugh, though.
It didn't make me laugh either.
But I just meant that there's just a lot of dick, like humor. Yeah. There's like everyone has their dicks out, and there's like dick ping pong, and...
I think there's even a part where... Chris Pontius says, everyone just loves dick, so why not like make fun of it all the time?
Like, there was just them, there was a scene in slow motion of them like rolling in the grass.
Just
butt naked for no reason. And
I was like, that's what Steve-O's dick looks like. Oh, all right. I needed to know that.
But there's one that I thought was kind of funny, and it was like four of them were on this like tower.
Now it's time for a friendly game of chance. Here we stand with our penises tethered to bricks that we're going to drop to the ground below.
Unfortunately, one of the strings is too short.
Actually, two of the strings are too short.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, drop.
The thing is through the brick, and it slid past that and caught me mid-shaft and just pinched as tight as it could and then stretched my wiener to, I'm going to have to say, a good foot long. I really don't think you could come any closer to ripping your dick off than that.
That bit was like a bruised dick. You just can't beat it.
That was the guy that has only like one testicle.
One ball, yeah. Yeah, he almost got his ripped off, I guess. That one made me laugh only because their reactions were funny on that. But I was like, I didn't need to see this though. But yeah, it was a lot of just dick stuff in it.
Yeah, there's one part where they wrap him in saran wrap after putting sashimi on him.
Yeah.
So here we are on the Paramount backlot, and we're shooting Zach's sashimi.
Hey, guys. Selection.
Oh! I see one with Steve-O's name on it.
I came for sushi, but I had salad.
I had to skip through that part.
Everyone was...
Once everyone started, like, gagging, I had to skip that scene because I can't listen to five full-grown men gagging and throwing up.
Yeah, that scene, that it was funny at the start, but it just really went downhill. But I think it's kind of a Jackass pattern.
Yeah, it really is, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of a ton of the skits that really stand out as like, wow, that was great. But there were a few that I was like, that one was really, really funny and it was better than the movie. And I think what made me like this movie more is that I didn't feel like at the end of the film, like I really knew the new cast.
Yeah.
And the new cast and the old cast didn't really have a ton of interactions other than they did one stunt. Then they did a stunt. And this one showed them like goofing off together, laughing at each other. Little moments of them like just joking back
did
and
forth.
Did this
one also have the ping pong on the dicks that are like flattened, or was that it kind of showed that a little bit more, even though there's more dicks?
Again, more dicks,
but like that was the first day that was like them being like, okay, does this work? And like, if it doesn't, we're just gonna shut down and not do this movie. But if it does and we're laughing by the end of the day, we'll start production. And that's how it truly started, is they took a bunch of their friends that they thought looked like could replace them as Jackass crew, and did that first day,
and now
which I thought was cool to see.
Yeah, and now they've even announced a reboot Jackass series.
See,
this is a Paramount series.
We called that.
Yeah.
We called that.
Who would have known?
Me and us, both of us. We knew that was going to happen.
But this, weirdly, like the like talk going back to what you were saying about the footage that they filmed on the first days or whatever,
yeah,
and test footage of deciding whether or not to green light. I don't think most of the test footage is what I would think, oh, this movie doesn't really work for me, which is kind of a bummer because a lot of the movie doesn't really work for me,
right?
But what I got from 4.5 is the energy that I felt like it must have felt like on the set, which was more fun than 4 seemed. 4 seemed like there was a lot more intensity of trying to get this intense scene, but there wasn't a lot of fun from
yeah,
being had.
Right?
And this one had more fun.
I feel like 4 seemed more cinema oriented, yeah, or something like that. It felt more like big movie, like we got to get these shots in.
Yeah, that's
so what it was like. Let's cut out all of the fun, leave that for 4.5 so people come back, watch 4.5, get excited about the series or something, mm-hmm, like that. Whereas I would have liked to see like some of the stuff that was in 4.5, like them actually having fun together in the movie rather than having a whole separate movie I have to go watch, you know,
yeah,
to actually get the fun out of the crew.
Yeah, I laughed more, yeah, times at this than I did at watching 4.
I think I enjoyed it a little bit more, but I overall it both
you didn't like either
were just kind of a little disappointing to me. I think it was mainly because they focused so much on body torture, it just didn't work for me. So like the stuff like where they would like jump out of a plane all together, and then where Aaron was locked in a room with a bear, and then also with Dark Shark locked in a room, those worked for me because they were funny.
Yeah,
like seeing them freak out. I like freak outs and stunts more than I like body torture, you know.
Yeah, I think body torture is a stunt too though, but
it's
the format of, yeah, stunts you're not a fan of.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that kind of stunt format I'm not a fan of.
I actually think I prefer pranks over stunts. And they don't do hardly any pranks.
I like pranks
because
too.
Because the COVID, you know,
I like
caused,
pranks too.
Yeah.
Like the soccer ball prank where Johnny's like, I've, yeah, been trying to get this all year. And he finally gets it. And he like, they're all excited, yeah, about it. That I was like, but I think that was in the deleted scene, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
But still, like, I would have rather seen that in the movie sporadically, like him like trying and failing each time, and then like almost at the finale of the movie before like the big finale,
yeah,
like he gets it and they all celebrate, and I think that would have been great to see in the actual movie.
You named two parts of Jackass 4 that you really liked, and one of them was the bear,
yeah,
skit and the cup test. The beginning,
I liked it until the pogo stick, and then I was completely out of it. I was like, "Huh!"
Well, I was gonna say both of those were doubles. They were a stunt and a prank, because the cup test started, yeah, with them saying it was a lightweight, and then it turned out to be a heavyweight. So that was a prank on Aaron. And then,
yeah,
the lie detector test turned into the bear skit.
I love that. That, yeah. So both of those,
that's why they worked.
Those worked perfectly because they were pranks and stunts. Also, the Silence of the Lambs was
that was a great prank.
That was like the best prank.
Prank. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so funny. I loved that.
I even would say the tap dancing in
Four. I like that one too.
They had the piano like rigged so it would jolt him in the chair, and that made it,
yeah,
even funnier. But yeah, now we're just talking about Jackass 4. Anyways, there were pranks in Jackass 4.5. One in particular that made me laugh, I was like, this should have been in the movie, was where they're getting all tested and they're sitting around a table, and then suddenly,
yes,
the table just like,
yes,
explodes. And I was like,
I love
so
that.
Funny.
Because of the coronavirus, today is our first day filming again in 7 months.
And we're one of the first movies in Los Angeles that's back up and running. And we're almost like guinea pigs. Like, it was tricky, and we had to get tested every day. There's just a whole new set of safety protocols. So let's use that to our advantage. Let's throw a COVID safety meeting.
Well, my name's Don Ruffin. I'm a COVID-19 compliance officer. So we want to keep the crew.
A COVID test, but aren't we supposed to take this shit seriously?
I love that. They probably didn't put it in the movie because they didn't want people to be reminded of COVID.
Yeah, that might be why.
But I still think it was better than most of the body torture,
yeah,
stuff in 4.
Yeah. I even noticed when after watching Jackass 4.5, I was thinking about what happens in 4. A lot of the stuff I don't like in 4, I liked better in 4.5. But I remember Steve-O did the bikini, and I didn't care for that either.
I didn't care for that either.
And he got really, really like messed up from that. And I was like, it sucks because I didn't care for that. Why is that in the movie? That's where I look at 4.5, and I'm like, this skit should have been in. That should have been in it.
Yeah.
And there's just... And I even thought, like, little things that were, like, nothing were still funny. Like, there's one where they're all dressed up in, like, animal outfits, costumes, and then they're going across this park.
All of the...
And the swings are going.
Bigger. Or, oh, no, that... I think you just combined it, too.
No, they're dressed up in costumes, and then they go across this, like, front of this park swings, and then the people swing as they're crossing them.
Oh, yeah, and they had balls that they were holding, like yoga balls.
Yeah, something like that. And, like, I remember Knoxville was, like, flamingo.
Yeah. I think I was thinking of the one where Zach asks Preston and Wee Man are dressed as elephants, and they just take, like, a cannon and shoot them with, like, huge cannon.
I was really impressed with their aim. They were getting them in one hit.
They had a huge cannon.
And then they turned around and they got the director, and that made it funny.
Yeah, that was I like that better than seeing them hit the elephants.
Yeah.
I like that more. I like when they always turn it back on the director or the crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's always my favorite.
There's a couple other ones that they got, like the cameraman, I think Lance or whatever his name is. They pranked him, and they got him to, like, I feel like a few times he almost puked.
But dude, that guy has the weakest stomach. I feel like I would be that cameraman if I was on the Jackass set.
How many times did you puke this film, Lance?
I think it was 6. I tried to stay off camera, but...
That's a record.
That's a record.
I would be puking all the time if they did half the stunts with me. Like, no thank you. I'm good. I'll take something else.
I don't even know if we said what we ranked or gave ranking for Jackass 4, but I want to say I gave it like something like a 50.
Yeah. I think I probably, if anything, I was probably a little more generous. Maybe I think I gave it 50 as well.
you just
backed out of your own. I know. Yeah, but I usually I am more generous with the critic score. So, but for 4.5, my Metacritic score would probably be even worse. It was like a 40.
Okay.
I think the only thing that I really enjoyed was the Dark Shark stuff and them talking about the stunts.
Yeah, I had a lot more fun with this movie. I genuinely was impressed and surprised how much I liked it, so I gave it an 82.
Wow.
It was like a lot better. I didn't come out of this movie, but I think it's because 4 was so bad for me that when I looked at this, I was like, well, I'm less disappointed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, I was still disappointed that Bam wasn't in it, but I generally felt more entertained because of the interactions of the character. Even there wasn't a prank happening, a stunt, someone getting hurt. Some of the comments they'd make to each other was so funny to me. Just about the back and forth banter. Just it kept me entertained.
Also, another thing they didn't put in the movie were the exploding porta potty.
No, like, that was... I think Steve-O was the only one in it, though. But yeah.
Right, but they did one with Eric.
Oh, yeah, Andre, Eric. Yeah.
And that one was funnier than the one we saw on screen, I think, in 4.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. That was funnier. That's why I look at these scenes and I'm like, these should have been all in the movie. And there's stuff in the movie that I'm like, they could have cut that out and replaced this with that. But they ultimately said they didn't want to have too many of the same stunts. There was even like one that made me laugh that I don't know if you remembered, but it was a horse riding scene and they were...
Oh, where she jumped. Yes.
And she jumps over them. And I at first...
smacks them with the crop.
On the first take, it happened so fast, I thought the horse kicked him. And I was like, what happened? And then it showed slow motion and you see the whip come out and like smack him.
She smacked right on the spot. Like she knew crazy. Exactly where to smack.
And the horse like totally dodged them. She had done it
before. If you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
But that was like a moment I was like, I kind of wish they showed more of that. Because I was like, wait, that went, it came and went real quick. But
that
made
one
me
was
laugh.
Super funny. And I wish they would have done like other people in it. And like not knowing who was going to be hit next. For the listener's sake, there were 3 dudes and they were all upside down doing a handstand with their legs split. And the horse was supposed to jump between one of them. But when she goes through and jumps through, the horse jumps through and she takes her crop and she just smacks one of the dudes right on the dick.
Yeah.
And that was the funnier part.
Yeah.
Her like jumping through. And I wish they would have done that like several times, but like not knowing who she's gonna like jump through and who she's gonna smack, I think that would have been hilarious to see more of.
I was like more like shocked that they even did this stunt with them standing there or being on their, you know, on their heads. And I was more freaked out like the horse is gonna kick them. So the fact that the horse didn't even do anything, like I was like impressed with. I was like, oh, they made it.
The horse barely grazed one of their legs.
Mm-hmm.
And right when it touched their legs, the person fell down. Yeah. So they probably knew to get out of the way if the horse touches you. Because a horse hooves can fuck you up.
But yeah. I think that's all I can say about
it. Honestly, yeah, I don't have much else to say about that movie, sadly.
Well, one of us liked it, the other one didn't.
I am curious to see a series and see if they do more actual stunts or pranks versus body torture shit, because I didn't enjoy any of that.
I think a lot of the Jackass movies have a lot of that kind of
not stunts. Too... I mean, they did, but it wasn't as, like, grotesque. Like... There's one in two where Bam gets a
brand on his ass. Yeah,
that's not very grotesque. That's just like funny as fuck because he's getting branded with a dick.
So what's the ones you mean that are
like the anything that had to do with going in someone's ass for no reason? Like
no, for no reason.
Like
I mean, yeah, there's definitely no reason. They're just doing it to be funny.
Like yeah, like
I agree.
Who was it that ate sashimi out of Zach Ass's ass? That was disgusting. That's what made everyone gag.
I don't remember who it was. I'm going to guess Steve-O? Yeah, I don't know.
Disgusting. A lot of the ass stuff, besides, I think in the 4.5, they were putting like hot sauce in their
asses.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that.
Initiation.
I blocked that out of my... Yeah, that was like an initiation.
That was kind of funny, but the rest, I think it's just because I didn't see the like asshole spreading.
You didn't see it in 4K? I didn't. You're like, oh, good. At least it's not right in my face.
Yeah, so it was too ass and dick oriented. But maybe that's how Jackass was.
The title Jackass, but like I know what you mean.
Maybe that's how Jackass has always been, and it hasn't registered.
It could be a couple of things. It could be that it's always been there, and we didn't register it. Or it could be that our humor or our maturity has changed, and so our humor has changed. And because I do think the old movies are still good, but I think maybe it's because I grew up with those and I didn't grow up with this.
It's just like a different generation of, but I don't know. It just didn't feel the same.
It didn't feel as original as it used to feel for me. It felt like they've run out of ideas and this is them trying to grab hold of something that they used to be.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, literally.
Yeah.
Their asses, scraping their asses while doing this. They're like
scraping their bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, they're like scratching their ass, like coming up with ideas, and they're like,
Where can we put our butt next? That's just what they're. I think it just feels like it's funny when you're a kid, but then you grow up and you're like, this is as far as it goes, and it's just it has. And I was really hoping for some more creative ideas, and there were some. But most of their creativity was dick related and butt related, so it wasn't as humorous as I would have liked it to be.
I feel like the humor peaked when they sent Steve-O flying in a porta potty.
Oh, in three?
In three. But because that was funny. That was hilarious. And that was still ass shit related.
Yeah, all of this, as much as I can say, like, there's a few bits and pieces in 4 and 4.5 that are hilarious, I don't think that anything comes close to the previous movies. Like, I guess the closest ones I could think of, to me, that are the closest is probably the bear skit.
Yes.
And the Silence of the Lambs. Those are the only two that I'm like...
Yeah, those were like...
The rest of it doesn't really... Even Knoxville, even though he gets hit by the bull and all that, and I feel bad for him for everything,
that wasn't that funny
to me.
That was nice because it was nostalgic.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I didn't like hearing that he wound up in a coma.
Yeah,
I didn't like hearing that at all. I was like, fuck, he got that fucked up. I'm good.
Yeah. This is just a lot to take from that. So yeah, it's not what I want it to be, but this is my I guess why I like 4.5. I see now from 4.5 the energy and the youthfulness with the new cast, and there was way more of that in 4.5 that I see where they're going to take the TV series, because now it's we've now I know Poopies, now I know Zach, now I know why am I blanking the other guy's names?
Jasper,
Eric
Menakis, Rachel Wolf, something or another, and you're thinking of Wolf.
Is it
the kid from Stranger Things?
Really?
We just talked about that kid.
Oh, we did?
On the Ghostbusters one.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I'm stuck on the last episode. yeah, go check that one out. I feel more connected with the new cast, and I've gotten to know their personalities better, and I'm really glad to know them now.
Making these movies is really probably the funnest thing that I think you can do. God, what a great time it's been hanging out with all your friends. It's so rare to have the chemistry of a group of people that come together to make something like this, and every single person is so important to the mix. Everyone was gonna make this one count, it was obvious.
It felt like we were all unsure going into it, but coming out of it, it felt as good as all the others. And the friendships that not only remain, but have gotten stronger over the years, really mean a lot. And for us to still be doing this after 20 years, for there to be interest, and for us to physically be able, and for it to be as fun as it is, I think that's special.
I will say that the new cast feels dumber.
Well, they're all desperate for the camera, you know? Yeah, so like, maybe that's what it is.
I mean,
they're all getting paid less, too.
Are they?
You know, compared to the old Jackass crew, yeah.
Oh, geez. See, look, they're like, fuck it, we'll take anything. But, like,
I mean, it's probably good money.
Did they ever have a girl in Jackass?
No, not before the 4.
They're branching out, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. There's nothing else I can say about it, to be honest.
Well, it's fine. We can close it out. I just was trying to be optimistic and say, like, you know what? It might not be for everyone, but there's always hope for something new that brings us back in. And maybe with a new crew, maybe that's why they did 4 the way they did it. Because I do feel like old cast, they're kind of in the spotlight because they were the original. Yeah. But they didn't do a whole lot besides Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron was the MVP. He really was.
Pontius was on the sideline a lot of this.
Yeah, right.
And Steve-O was, and Knoxville officer was.
I feel like Pontius and Steve-O used to take the most damage.
Yeah,
and even sometimes Johnny. But now it's just like
Aaron and the new crew.
Aaron and the new crew. Yeah. That's what it should be called.
It's different. And like, I think in a strange way, it's like a coming of age piece. Cause it's like, well, you know, now we've kind of accepted that this is,
we meant to some brutal stuff. Yeah. Sorry. Still on it.
Well, you know, everybody is, you know, doing their own part, and it just, in some ways it makes me a little sad, because I'm like, I grew up with these guys and watching them, and now I'm like, oh, now I feel old because this doesn't feel as good as it used to feel, you know, that kind of thing. It's just like, maybe it's not meant for me anymore. But I still enjoyed 4.5 more than 4, so I'm happy that they at least released something for me. So we'll see where
I'm glad you're happy with it.
Yeah.
I wish I could have enjoyed it more. I will check out the series, just because I'm hopeful.
Yeah, optimistic.
I'm optimistic, yeah. But I'm not holding my breath.
I don't blame you. And, you know, it's the same way I feel about the new Batman. I wasn't the biggest fan of that movie, but I'm hopeful for the sequel that they do things that, you know, maybe please me more. Who knows?
Yeah.
So you never know where things are going to go. I'm just hoping that they do things in both of these franchises that something is, you know, obviously there's going to be money and people are going to see it. So hopefully it's something worth seeing.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't think I want to see another Jackass movie.
I think they're done for now, because I don't feel like it really needs to be at that level.
I don't need to see another Jackass movie in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fine with just a series. I'd be chilling with that.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll end it there. Yeah. So.
I wish I could have
came back. The energy is gone in the room.
I wish I could have came back to you being like, 4.5 was awesome. But all I really liked was the documentary stuff and Dark Shark.
I think the documentary stuff is what helped, though. Because it really showed us get to see their personalities. I kind of wish they showed that in the movie. But whatever. Anyway. Can't change what already happened.
I've been Dante. And Hold on. What would your jackass name be?
I have no idea. Never thought about that. I don't think I'd be in the cast to begin with. Because I definitely wouldn't be doing much stunts. Maybe a prank or two, but yeah, it's different. I'd be more of the camera guy. I might be like Lance.
There you go.
I'll probably be puking, so...
Just Lance ass.
Cameraman Nate? I don't know. Lance ass? I don't know. Or maybe I'd be like guy with the boom mic. You know. I have no idea. Why? Who do you think you'd see yourself being? Or if you were in the cast?
I honestly don't know either.
Oh, why did we bring this up then?
I don't know. I thought you might have something off the top of your head.
I really didn't. Ah, damn. That makes me feel like I'm not creative.
You're good.
Oh, well. Yeah. Okay. No, I think we're good there. Don't watch the movie if Dante has convinced you, or check it out if I've convinced you, and then you can come yell at us after.
Yeah. Anyways, been Dante.
And I'm Nate.
And this has been the Wool Earth Podcast. Da-na-na-na. Wait, is that how it goes?
Yeah, something like that. It's like the banjo, I think.
Yep.
Or all guitar. Right. Yeah. Well, all right, we'll cut there.
Yeah.